So, last time I gave a talk in which I outlined the four fundamentals of Abhidhamma philosophy, which were matter, mind, consciousness, and nirvana. And these four I have mentioned then are something like the vocabulary of insight, or the vocabulary of Buddhist philosophy. Now, today I want to talk about what I would call the grammar of insight, or the grammar of Buddhist philosophy. Now, that is a system which gives certain relations as to how these four fundamentals of Buddhist philosophy relate to each other. Now, I generally would recommend that anyone listening to this talk would first have a look into my book, Paramatta, in which I give much more details than I will be able to give in this small outline talk. So in here, I just want to give a small outline of the 24 Patthana conditions with a minimal explanation about each. But in order to properly follow what I'm talking about, it might be necessary to first listen to the first talk that preceded this, and then either have some basic understanding already of the Abhidhamma, or having read my book Paramatta, in which I give some more detailed explanation about what the Patthana means. So in here, I just want to say it is basically the grammar of insight, or the grammar of Buddhist philosophy. And I would try to, in here, enumerated in the traditional sequence. But I want to state that these 24 Patthana conditions, these 24 conditions of insight, are not sequential. So principally, it would not matter in which sequence I talk about them. But in here, I will talk about them in the traditional sequence. And there, the first one that we have is called Hetu Paccaya, which means something like root condition. But I prefer to translate it as the condition of inner establishments. So this Patthana condition is basically about the condition of the mind taking root in the body, or an idea taking root in the mind. So it is about something getting established in some phenomena that is hierarchically below it, we can say. So it is an inner establishment, either of the mind in the body or of an idea in the mind. And that is all I want to say in this small outline. Then the second one is called Aramana Paccayo. That is a condition of objects, or the condition of things that capture the mind, or that stabilize the mind. So it is a condition of usually either outside objects or certain ideas that kind of stabilize the mind. So it is about describing the psychology of what happens when the mind is captured by an object. Then the third Patthana condition is called Adipati Paccayo. It is a condition of governance or ruling. That is, when a certain factor, like a certain virtue, is governing the mind. So there are five governing principles that are mentioned, that are explained, and four of them constitute inner powers, which are conditions of an inner ruling. Now, when consciousness is taking the governance over a being's life, we can say. And that is either when the will governs life or consciousness, that is called Chanda Adipati. The second, when a person is governed by a sense of heroism, by a sense of effort and activity and brave activity, that is called Virya Adipati. The third one is called Chitta Adipati, that is when the mind, or things like creativity, but also the emotional mind, are kind of ruling over a person's or over a being's life. And the fourth one is called Vimamsa Adipati, and that is when a being is governed by curiosity and by this condition of scientific exploration and scientific interest. So that are four inner ruling conditions which we usually would take to be very positive qualities or very positive ways of how consciousness takes charge of a person's life. The fifth one is called Aramana Adipati, and that describes the condition of when a person is rather ruled from without, is ruled by some external object, ruled by some external circumstances. So that are the five ruling conditions. Then the next patana condition is called Anantara Paccayo. Now this is usually translated as proximity condition, but I personally prefer to translate it as combination condition. That is when several things come together to form something new. Now, like in the case of organic beings, several cells combine together to form a cell colony, which combine together to form some tissue. Then several tissues combine to form organs. Several organs combine to form things like a human being or a body. And then several bodies combine to make up a family, a country, etc., a society, etc. So that is a condition of Anantara Paccayo. This is a condition of several things combining together to make up a new thing. The one following that is called Sam Anantara Paccayo, which is usually translated as contiguity condition or continuity condition, but which I translate as sequence condition. So it is a condition wherein several phenomena have to follow each other in a certain fixed sequence. Now, one most simple example will be, a baby is born, then it grows into a child, then it grows into a youth, then it grows into a mature human being, and then it grows into an old person, and then at the end of the sequence it dies. So that is a fixed sequence. Now you cannot take out one part or link in this sequence and put it another place. Now this is a fixed sequence as to how things occur. And similar sequences also exist in relation to mental phenomena. And that is what this Patana condition is about. Then following that, we have the Patana condition, which is called Sahajata Paccayo. This is the Patana condition, which is about synchronicity. That is when several things are attuned to each other. Not like a flock of birds, which is flying in a certain pattern, but as something like one unified entity almost. Or a swarm of fish, where you can see that it's not that one fish is consciously following the other fish. It's the whole swarm of fish, or what is sometimes called a school of fish, they all swim together. And that is because they are synchronized to each other. They form almost like one entity. The swarm, the whole swarm is synchronized with each other. And that is what this Patana condition is describing. Following that, the seventh Patana condition is called Anyamanya Paccayo. That is the condition of correspondence, or what I call the condition of correspondence. Now, the traditional translation is, although there are several different translations, is usually something like mutuality condition. So, but I call it condition of correspondence or condition of analogy. And that is about when two phenomena, either mental or material, have a certain relation to each other, in that they display similar qualities, or that they describe a similar thing. So maybe one of the most simple examples will be an analog clock, a clock which has these hands which move in a circle. Now this clock works in analogy to the movement of the sun as perceived from Earth. So that is a condition of analogy. Now the time displayed on this clock has a certain correspondence to where the sun stands in relation to the Earth, or as perceived from Earth. Then the next is called Nisaya Paccayo. This is usually translated as the condition of dependence, but I personally translate it as the condition of foundation. So everything in life builds up on a certain foundation. The plants of the earth build on the foundation of the earth. And a human being, for example, generally grows based on the foundation of its family or on the foundation of the society. So that is what is meant by this condition of foundation. The next one, the ninth, is called Upanisaya Paccayo. This is often, as a traditional translation, is strong dependence condition. But my own translation of it is rather interdependence condition, or the condition of interconnectedness. So this condition is about the fact that all things in existence are somewhat interrelated or interconnected. Now, as an example, the different parts in our body, they are all interrelated, they are all interconnected. So each organ somewhat depends on the well-functioning of the other organs. And so each organ is strongly interconnected and interrelated with all the other organs in the body. And similar thing applies to a human being in its environment. Now we breathe in the air that is produced by the trees, and we give out carbon dioxide into the environment, which is again taken on by the trees and the plants. Now we eat the fruits from nature, and then we excrete it, and in a natural condition our excrement would serve as a kind of fertilizer again for the plants and the trees. So everything in life or in existence is somewhat interrelated or interconnected, and that is what this Patana condition is about. Following that, we have the condition of latency, Purijata Paccayo in Pali. Now usually it is translated as pre-nascence condition. So this condition is about things existing in germ form before they become fully manifest. It is the condition of a tree within a seed, meaning within a seed, or when looking at a seed, you cannot perceive the tree, but in latent form the tree exists within the seed. So that is what this Patana condition is about, so that certain things exist in a condition of latency. There's a certain potential, and when certain conditions will meet, then this condition of latent potential slowly will become a manifest condition, which is the next Patana condition, in Pali called Paccayajata, which literally means something like post-nascence, after being born. So after something has come into existence, it exists in a manifest form. Then next we come to the next Patana condition called Asevana Paccayo, the condition of repetition. So this condition is all about what happens when things occur repeatedly or are performed repeatedly. Now how a momentum builds up, how virtues or vices gradually become solidified by means of repeated good or bad actions, how things are learned by repetition, but also natural recurrences such as the yearly recurrence of the seasons. So this condition is all about repetition and what that implies. Then moving on, we have something that, or whose strength is not entirely independent from repetition, and that is a condition of kamma or karma. So karma literally means only something like action, but in Buddhist philosophy it relates to the action of the will. So a willed action, an intended action, and the consequences that will have on the future. But the consequences themselves are actually, in Buddhist philosophy, a second kind of condition. It's like a twin condition. One is kamma and the other is vipaka. So that is the next Patana condition, vipaka paccayo. That is the result of a willed action, and how this occurs and when it can occur and how long it might take to occur, etc. Now these are all things contained in this patterna condition of vipaka paccayo. This is followed by the next patterna condition called ahara paccayo, which is a condition of nutriment or fuel. Now this condition is about how an initial action or occurrence is fueled, is fed by other conditions in order to grow in strength or to grow in longevity, in order to occur for a longer period of time. Then following that, we have the condition of faculties, indriya paccayo. This can also be translated as a condition of powers, but it is not referring to some superhuman powers, but rather to human powers. It refers for the most part to the powers that our body possesses and that our mind possesses, or the powers that we can cultivate with our body and with our mind, like our power of intellection, our power to think clearly, our power of will, our power of effort, or of our power to see, or our power to hear. Now these are things that we usually take for granted, but this patana condition is about the whole sphere of human powers and what they imply. Further, we have a condition which is more often associated with certain powers or with the wish for certain powers, and that is a condition of meditation, jhana paccayo. Now this condition is about the power to transcend the sphere of the senses, the sphere of the five senses, and what that implies and how it is done, etc. Then as the next condition, we have the condition of path, magga paccayo. So this condition is all about what happens when you follow a certain path. So you follow a good path, you end up in some good destination. You follow a bad path, then you end up in some bad destination. So this condition is all about this condition of following a certain path. Then moving on to the next patana condition, we have the condition of attraction, sampayutta paccayo. Now this is often translated as the patana condition of association, but I translate it as attraction, sampayutta paccayo. And this patana condition is all about how certain things are attracted to each other, how the north pole and south pole of the two magnets are attracted to each other, or how a boy and a girl of similar age and similar degree of beauty may be attracted to each other, or how different atoms in the universe are attracted to each other so that they form a certain compound or a certain substance, a certain material. Now, all conditions of attraction, where two things are attracted to each other, are things that come under this condition of sampayutta paccayo, this condition of attraction. But this is not the only force in the universe, but there exists a counter condition to this condition, which is called vipayutta paccayo, and that is the condition of repulsion, often translated as dissociation condition. And now this condition is the exact opposite of the previous condition, which can be as easily visualized with thinking about magnets. Now if you have two magnets and you put them together, both facing each other's positive pole, then you will witness this condition of repulsion. Or when you meet people that you strongly dislike, you might not be even able to explain to yourself why you dislike them. That it is just because there exists this condition in existence of repulsion, that certain things repel each other. And that is what this Patana condition of repulsion is about. Following that, we have the condition of presence or being or existence, which in Pali is called Atipatteyo. So this is a condition of something being present, something existing in the small space of now. And it is perhaps best understood in relation to the next Patana condition of Nati, of absence or non-existence. So where you have, for example, the sunlight represents Atipatteyo, the presence condition, while darkness represents the absence of sunlight. It's just the absence of it. Or heat represents the presence of temperature, while coldness represents usually just the absence of heat. Or as a third example, the sound is the presence condition, while stillness is something like the absence of sound. So these two conditions of Ati and Nati, of presence and absence, have a special relationship with each other, and they can be used to explain certain phenomena in existence. And a similar relation we have with the next pair of Patana conditions, which are called Vigatapaccio and Avigatapaccio, which means something like disappearance condition and non-disappearance condition, wherein disappearance condition basically means something that is very often talked about in Buddhism, the condition that all things are impermanent. So this condition is about the fact of existence, that all things sooner or later come to an end. While the opposite Patana condition, Avigatapaccio, or non-disappearance condition, is about the retention of identity. It is about certain things not so easily just crumbling, and certain things not so easily falling apart. So for example, if we have an experience in life, and we have some life experience, something happens to us that quickly disappears. But if we develop an idea about what happened in that experience, what happened at that time, and we develop some wisdom about life from this life experience, then that wisdom will not so easily disappear and be subject to impermanence. Now, of course, it's also subject to impermanence, but it is making this experience last longer in a certain sense. Now, it gives some lasting value to a fleeting experience. And now this condition is perhaps best kind of symbolized by long-lasting monuments such as the pyramids of Egypt, which are meant to exist as something like symbols for eternal things. So, and even in Buddhism, the Buddha repeatedly stated that the Dhamma exists, whether a Buddha exists or not, the Dhamma is always the same. So certain laws of existence are always the same, which is the reason why it can be a very valuable thing to study a system like the Abhidhamma and the Patana, which are a representation of lasting things, lasting patterns, or lasting laws of existence. Which may be a good conclusion for this treatment of the Patana, because this Patana condition of lastingness or retention of identity or non-disappearance was the last of these 24 Patana conditions. And I will try to give some in-depth talk about each of these Patana conditions in the future, but this talk was just an outline of the Patana conditions, which, let us remember, are the grammar of insight, or the grammar of Buddhist philosophy. So I hope that some of my listeners found some value in this treatment of the Patana conditions, and with this I conclude this talk.